A few months later, another letter came. This one was addressed to my dearest custodians. In it, Yashichiro explained that his family had had difficulty in finding a buyer for the farm, but they were still hopeful that it might be sold. This, we thought, was distinctly encouraging. Yashichiro would probably never be able to raise the money for his trip. Months rolled by, and the matter was almost forgotten, when, in the spring of 1898, a third letter caught us wholly off guard. This letter from San Francisco announced Yashichiro's arrival in America. He wrote that he had not realized Lincoln, Nebraska was so far from San Francisco, and that he had not provided enough money. He assured us that we need not worry, however. He had found employment and would hasten to Nebraska as soon as he had saved enough money for a ticket. We knew now that there was no time to be lost. Father wrote immediately to one of his political friends in San Francisco, urging him to learn at any cost the whereabouts of Yamashita and to explain personally to him that under no circumstances would we be able to take him into the family. When Father's friend reported that this message had been delivered, we assumed that the matter was finally ended.